And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Martin Stadium. This is the CBC Bank Press Box, and this is our countdown to kickoff as we get ready for tonight's matchup, a top five matchup between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Panthers of Parkview High School. I'm Bill Osborne. Joining me in the booth is Taylor Biddle down on the sideline. We'll talk to in just a moment is Marty Rogers. Taylor, welcome to the booth.
Man, I'm glad to be here. Last Friday night is behind us, and we got a new Friday night tonight, and ready for some good football tonight, honestly, Bill.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we saw last week, and with all the different things you've heard about through the week, maybe a good team, not a good team. It was cut short by Lightning. It's going to be great to get back and play a really solid football game against a solid football team. This is a team comes in 2-0. They won 53-10 and 69-0 in their first two games.
More importantly, too, with those points, sometimes can be a little confusing because even last week we had a bunch of points but not really much production on offense. They're putting up 400 and 500 yards of offense in those two games. Our defense is going to be tested tonight, and we're going to see how we look tonight. I think it's going to be a really good test for us. I would imagine that we're going to have an answer for that on the offensive side of the ball as well. But Parkview comes in ranked in the top five in the state, and we're in the top five of the state, so it's really going to be a clash of some top talent in 5A tonight.
It really is. Yeah.
7A.
7A, yeah.
Sorry.
It really is. And one of the things that was on everybody's mind through this week was weather. You saw several teams that moved games to last night. You had teams that were thinking of maybe going to Saturday. You're the weatherman. I mean, this place is, you couldn't ask, I don't think, for better football weather. For September 1st, normally we're standing here September 1st and, sweat dripping off your legs, but it's quite comfortable.
The rain hit us about 5:30. If you are heading out to the stadium, I would suggest you bring a little towel or something to wipe your seat off with because there is some wetness still on the seats. But 7 o'clock right now, 5% chance. 8 o'clock, it's going to be 15% chance. It's going to be clear skies from what I'm seeing here on the weather app to the rest of the night. So, we might have made the right call by playing this game on Friday night.
Well, I think so, too. I think you see players that are comfortable. This is their normal night they're going to play the game. Parkview makes the trip down from Lilburn, Georgia on a Friday night. They're able to go to school, not have to get home late, all these different things. You know, during the week, if you don't get that game in, there is an 11:30 curfew where you don't have that on a Friday night. So if you do run into weather and you have things where you have to delay the game, it can go on for hours and hours if needed. But for the way it looks, I mean, we see blue skies in front of us here, so it ought to be a great night.
Now it crept up on us last week, too.
Yeah.
But hopefully that weather holds tonight, and we got a beautiful night for football. It's not as hot as I was thinking after a rain. But we're ready to play, and this Parkview team is ready to play as well. This is a game last year that they kind of got away from us a little bit in the fourth quarter when it mattered.
Yeah.
We had two or three touchdown point lead. And fumbled a couple times there inside the last couple minutes of the game, and Parkview capitalized on those, and an extra point really cost them from tying the game, and we ended up squeaking out a victory last year.
Yeah, 35-34. And the Vikings proud to get that win and come back down to South Georgia. I know that Parkview will come here to South Georgia looking to do the same thing that the Vikings did to them last year, and that is to get away with a win. They don't care if it's 1 point or not. And we're going to see what our Vikings are made of tonight.
Read a few articles on Parkview still early in the season, so trying to find material on them. Their coach said that he likes traveling down to South Georgia, playing a team like Lowndes, because he's wanting to prepare himself for the playoffs. He may have to travel down south to Camden, Colquitt, Lowndes again. So he wants to prepare his team for travel. And much like we did last year, want to prepare ourselves for a traveling up north, which we had to do twice last year in the playoffs. It works well, I believe, for both programs.
Well, you get used to it. You kind of get a schedule in mind. You know what things need to be done. Yeah, not a lot of stuff. Anytime you're talking about any team's first part of the year, it's hard to find stats, rosters, what things that are going on. And these two teams, though, we did dig a little bit, and I'm excited to talk about our impact players when we get to that section, because there are some really good players that we were able to talk about on the phone and just text back and forth, you, me, and Marty, and there's a lot of players to choose from on this Parkview team that can really make an impact, and, of course, the Vikings as well, a lot of great talent, and we'll talk a lot about that in just a little while. I know Marty's down there kind of spending some time talking to other coaches. We'll get just a moment to see if we can get his take on how the field feels.
I think he's taking his earpiece out to talk to Parkview coach. We'll see if we can get him.
You know, good help's hard to find.
Oh, yeah. Marty, you got your earbud in, brother?
He's about to put it
here
in.
There we go. He's alive.
Let's go down to Marty and see how things are going down on the field.
Hey, guys. It's good. I was just trying to get a word there with one of the Parkview coaches, trying to find Coach Godfrey and see if we couldn't get a few words with him here during pregame. But it's going good. I mean, I heard you talking about the weather, and, you know, it is clear skies, a little bit of a breeze. Fortunately, the field is every minute getting a little bit more shaded, because when we first got here, being in the sun was hot, it was steamy. But now in the shade, it feels very good, cooler than normal for this time of year for sure. So certainly an exciting night for football, and our players a lot like the first week of the season. And talking to some of them, they're very businesslike. It was a little looser last week, I think, as Wes James commented on, but they're definitely a little more businesslike tonight, as they know this is a big game for our Vikings.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. We're going to take a 2-minute break here on the S&S Services postgame report, pregame show. You pointed to the postgame, and I read postgame. Sorry, on the pregame show, we're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to the S&S Services Advanced Disposal and Cass Burch pregame show. We are live here inside the CBC Bank press box at Martin Stadium as our Lions High Vikings prepare to take on the Panthers of Parkview High School, the PPPs, the Panthers of Parkview High School. Get my P's together today. And good football team. Both teams ranked in the top five in the state in 7A classification. This is what you come to play football for. This is a great football team that we're going to play against. And of course, the Vikings, one of these games you look on your schedule and you go, that's the game.
Yeah, and Parkview comes in, and it's one of those teams that if you're not careful and overlook them, they can do some damage to you. Bill, one of my favorite parts of our pregame show is when we get the coaches' interviews, as well as we discuss who we think from each team is going to make an impact. All that brought to you tonight by Deloach Body Works. I want to start tonight on the offensive side of the ball for Parkview. It's a name you're going to be very familiar with tonight. The quarterback for Parkview is number 9, Fred Payton. He is a senior. He's a transfer. Peachtree Ridge for 3 years. Moved to Parkview for his senior year. He comes in 6'2", 185 pounds. He's 25 of 32, 78% completion percentage. The man can throw the ball, and they can catch it for him as well. He's averaging 171 yards a game, and he has 3 touchdown passes through the air. He can do a little bit of damage with his feet as well. Got 79 yards rushing on 2 games. Keep an eye on this young man. He's got really good size, 6'2". Now he's going to be good-sized quarterback. Keep an eye on number 9, Fred Payton.
Well, I'm going to stay, as we said, the offensive side of the ball for the Panthers. I'm going to look at number 3, Demetrius West, running back. This guy is a senior, 5'10", 175 pounds, good size. Last week against Shiloh, he rushed 7 times for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. What that tells me is this team likes to run, but they do it in big, big chunks. And Demetrius West is a kid that we had as we looked at last year as well, a very good football player. Somebody we're going to have to keep an eye on tonight and see how well our defensive line and linebackers are able to stop number 3, Demetrius West.
Guys, I'm going to go with their offensive line. Obviously, they've put a lot of points on the board, averaging over 60 or right at 60 points a game. But their offensive line last week was the Georgia High School Football Daily offensive line of the week. P.J. Welch, a senior guard, senior center, 6'2", 255 pounds. Jonathan Adams is another senior, 5'11", 287. A 6-foot, 300-pound senior. And then Colin Talaferro, he is also a senior, 6'3", 290. So a lot of size on that offensive line. Guys, you just talked about it a little bit. Last week they rushed for 320 yards, also threw for 184, but rushing is their bread and butter. They scored on all 11 of their drives last week. And if I'm not mistaken, in the first game this year, against Peachtree Ridge, they actually had six scoring drives of under a minute. So they can score quick behind this big offensive line who opened some big holes for their running backs. And they've got several running backs, so they kind of change it up some. But the offensive line is definitely going to have an impact tonight, and they're going to have to control the line of scrimmage and keep our guys out of the backfield if they want to have a good night here at Martin Stadium.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the other side of the ball, defending that offense for Parkview. I'm going to say a name that you may think I'm crazy when I say it, but he has played both sides of the ball. Number 13, Tavon Kyle. He's got two pick sixes on the year, fellas.
Yeah.
One against Rod Austin and one against International School of Broward last week. 58 yards returned on those interceptions. So when he is in the game playing defense, he makes an impact. Tavon Kyle comes in. He's a senior leader of this team, 6'1", 150 pounds. He's got good height, good size for a DB, and he's got ball skills, ball hawking skills. That's where he gets from the offensive side, too. He knows where to be in position to catch it, and I think that pays dividends for him on the defensive side of the ball, too, because he knows when that receiver's running a post route where he needs to be to catch it, so he on defense is going to know where he needs to be to defend it. Keep an eye on number 13. In a pass-happy offense,
yeah,
like Parkview is, number 13, Tavon Kyle, playing a little bit of defense, making some noise.
Yeah, I think he really will. And you can add to that, that kick return for a touchdown last week on the safety kick. And for our defense, I'm going to be looking at number 34, Will Tolbert. That defensive line, we talk about how much they throw. They like to throw, but they run. And when they run, as we said before, they like to get that off in big chunks. It's that linebacking core led by number 34 senior Will Tolbert to get out there and make those stops. He's going to be that general on the defense, setting the defense, getting everybody ready. I'm looking to watch number 34, Will Tolbert, tonight.
Guys, I'm going to... we just got through talking about Parkview's O-line. I'm going to look at number two, sophomore Gary Osby. Osby's had a lot of big plays for us so far in the first really game and a half. We haven't really played two full games, but Gary has done a great job stepping in there at that D-line and just making plays for us up front and getting in the backfield, putting pressure on the quarterback, and stopping the run. And tonight that's what they want to do. They want to establish the run against us. I think Gary Osby's going to have a pretty big game for us. He's 5'11", 206, again, only a sophomore. Great young man, another one of those I've been watching since he was in the sixth grade. But I think Gary's going to have a big impact on tonight's game, and I think he has a big game for us.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings. We've said it time and time again. Marty, you want to go ahead and get Coach Mack?
Yeah, guys, sorry to interrupt you, Taylor, but I am standing here with Coach Randy McPherson of the Lowndes High Vikings. Coach, last week, obviously, was a strange game, and heard a lot of people say, well, you know, we've got to make the schedule a little tougher. Well, be careful what you wish for, because in comes the Parkview Panthers tonight, ranked fifth in the state, very good football team. What have you seen out of Parkview on film? What do you expect out of them tonight?
It's solid, man. So first thing you see is they're very well coached, you know. Good players everywhere, offense, defense, solid team.
Coach, obviously, they put a lot of points on the board in just two games so far this year. But you're going to attack that with a defense who hasn't given up a point. You also, that defense has created nine turnovers, six of which they've scored on. They've also caused two safeties. Just how good is this defense, and what have you been pleased with so far? What have you seen out of them that's made them this good so far so early?
They've been playing hard, you know. You know, this team here is going to be hard to slow down. You know, they got web. They're going to make the plays. You know, they got very good quarterback, good skill. You know, I like how hard our defense plays. They've been playing smart. It's a tall order here tonight.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you're going to attack them with an offense that coming into the season had a lot of talk about them, obviously led by Michael Barrett, senior Tavon Kyle, three-year starter, Travis Tisdale, but you've got some guys you're counting on to step up, and Miko Washington, Getty Brown, Marcus Gary, who's had a good year for us last year, but one we don't talk about a lot. How important are those role players? How important is it for them to step up and take some pressure off of Michael and Tavon?
I think it's important. You know, those kids are ready. You know, I don't know what Parkview is going to give us, but, you know, we'll figure it out. But, you know, like you say, those guys are going to have to perform, you know, because you know, we're going to have to use some of them for sure, without a doubt.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you know, last year this game was a very close game down to the wire. It's a good early season test for your Vikings. How important is it to schedule games like this and also to come out and get a victory? Because last year that victory was a big momentum and confidence booster for your team. How important is it to schedule this game and then also try to get a W tonight?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's a good 7A school, a top 7A school in Metro Atlanta. You know, it's going to let us know what we got.
Coach, a lot of talk also this week about the weather. Obviously, it looks pretty good now. I know your team's prepared if there is any weather show up. Do you change your game plan at all when there's bad weather pending, or is it just line up and play like usual?
We got to line up and play, you know. I don't know when people started worrying about the weather so much, to be honest with you. I mean, when did we start moving football games around over rain?
Feels the same size, ready to play, right? Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. We were looking at the offense. What were we looking at? Offense for the Lions Town Vikings.
That's exactly right.
You know, I was going to go with our field general guy that is no shock. He's usually taken at some point in the game as an impact player. Number one, Michael Barrett. Simple. He's our leading rusher and leading passer. 119 yards on the ground. Even in the game last week where he didn't gain much yardage or pass much, and he's thrown for 100. Excuse me. He's thrown for 96 yards passing. So his completion percentage is pretty good as well. He's a little over 50% with his passing. And Michael, really, he sets the tone for us. I hate to say it, but he sets the tone for us. A lot of that is up front. Those guys giving him time to throw and his ability to shed off blocks and tackles and whatnot and make some noise. But Michael Barrett, 6 foot. 221-pound senior, Michael Barrett, my impact player on offense.
You know, as I sit there and I listen to you talk about Michael Barrett, of course, it's no secret I'm a Seminole fan, and I have to go back to 92, 93. That's a Charlie Ward kind of look. I mean, this is a guy, 6 foot, the team goes as he goes, and it's one of those situations that he's not the whole team, but so much of what this team does and how they rally around, whether it's offense or defense, really comes back to what Michael Barrett does, similar to what Charlie Ward did with the Florida State Seminoles back in the early 90s. So I hate to hang that kind of pressure on a young man, but that's what he reminds me of as I listen to you talk about all those things. Sorry, I got on a tirade there. My impact player offensively, I'm going to look at number six, Travis Tisdale. I mean, Travis is a guy that when he gets an open field, I don't know that there's going to be many people that can catch him. This is a team that has speed, and they could possibly run him down, but not on. They're going to have a good angle to do it. Travis Tisdale is just only a junior, one of the best running backs you're going to see in the state, and I'm just excited to see what he can do against really quality competition, and he's going to be my impact player tonight. I think he's going to have a big night.
Well, guys, since both of y'all did it, I'll have to say my 2 cents as well. And really, if you're going to look at impact players for the Viking offense, y'all are right. It starts and stops with Michael Barrett. And it did go. You can go back and look at Charlie Ward, very similar, good comparison there. But just looking recent years with Cam Newton and Deshaun Watson and even Tebow down at Florida. I mean, you get a dual threat quarterback. Now, when you can line up and get it every time, that's a difference maker on a football team. And that's what Michael Barrett is. I think one of the misconceptions is that he is just a runner. No, he can throw the ball and throw it very well. And but he is a big guy and a strong guy, and he can get that 1 yard, too, when you need it. But number 48, Marcus Gary, specifically for tonight. Marcus is a guy that we don't talk about a whole lot. He does make countless plays for us in the last year and a half or so. You know, the famous run, baby, run, Taylor I love to point out last year. Marcus is a young man that is not wanting accolades and doesn't want the attention. He's a blocking back, tight end, hybrid, that is a very good athlete and very dangerous with the ball in his hands. I look for him to have a big night tonight. I think Parkview's going to key on Barrett. They're going to key on him running it. Look for Gary behind those linebackers on some slants. Look for him to make some plays tonight. And he's going to make some plays tonight blocking that you know, really won't get show up in the stats or in the highlights. But he's a great blocker for us, and I think Marcus Gary has a major impact on tonight's game.
Marty, not to overshadow your impact player, but one guy we also plays the exact same position that Marty just highlighted, Marcus Brownrigg. We haven't seen him yet tonight. He had an injury. It didn't seem like it was a serious injury. They wanted to keep him out to make sure. Does he take the field tonight? I have no clue. I haven't been able to see him yet. Marcus Gary's done a good job filling in that duty is pretty much all time tight end position for us. Good call there, Marty. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Parkview Panthers. I'm going to go with number 8, Bryce Wilson. He's a defensive end. He is a junior, 6'3". He's got good height, 235 pounds. He's a guy that's going to wreak havoc up front. A couple games ago, he had 5 tackles. 3 of those were for losses. He had a forced fumble as well in the Shiloh game. He makes noise up front in the trenches. We're going to have to contain him on the offensive line, or he's going to be in our backfield trying to sack and wreak havoc back there in the backfield. Bryce Wilson is a guy that when he comes out and you look at him, he's going to be one of those like, oh, this is one of those great high school defensive linemen. He's got some speed. Number 8, Bryce Wilson.
Well, I'm going to go up just one more number to number 7, Ben Markowitz. He's a middle linebacker, senior, 6', 195 pounds. Just that prototypical body type for a linebacker. He's going to be a guy that you're going to see all night long making some tackles for Parkview. Against Shiloh last week, he had 4.5 tackles, 2 for loss, and a sack. So they're going to blitz some when I see that. When your linebacker makes a tackle and a sack, it's going to be most likely that they are going to blitz on occasion. But this is a young man I'm going to keep an eye on. Number 7, Ben Markowitz, the linebacker for Parkview.
Guys, I'm not sure how much defense we're going to see this young man play, but I have seen some on film where he does play both ways. But he's a young man we have to talk about, because when you talk to some of our coaches off the record and all, and you ask them about some of the Parkview players, it's a young man they keep pointing to in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, and that's number 1, Malik Washington. Malik is only a junior, but 1,000 all-purpose yards. He's already had a kick return for a touchdown this year. He's 5'9", 185 pounds. I've watched him warm up every bit of complete that he is described as. He certainly looks like he's got some speed. 5'9", you know, he's not real tall, but he certainly is an athlete, and I think we'll see him all over the field tonight, and he's going to have an impact on tonight's game.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works Impact Players segment. Remember, if your vehicle is in an impact, choose Deloach Body Works. We've got about 32 minutes away from kickoff. You're listening to the S&S Cass Birch and Advanced Disposal Services pregame show. We will take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. We're going to go down to the field now for the Deloach Body Works Coach's Interview with the coach from Parkview. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks, Bill. And, yes, I'm standing here with Coach Eric. 4th season here at the Parkview. Dominating performances against Petrie Ridge and Shiloh. What did you learn about your team in those 2 weeks? What did you see that you liked in those first 2 weeks against those 2 teams?
Right. Yes, what I really like is how we've executed. The other 2 teams, they're both down, but our boys executed and you know, played at the level we should play at, and that's honestly what I was most excited about, our boys.
Well, Coach, offensively, obviously, you've put up a bunch of points just in 2 games. You're in your words, you have a stable of running backs, and presumably your starter or best has been out with an injury, but talk to us about those young men and how important is it to have more than one that can step in there, and you've been rushing. I think last week you had 320 yards rushing.
Right, yeah, well, we're just trying to keep up with Lowndes over here on offense. But we do. We got, like you said, we've got 3 running backs who do a phenomenal job. 2 of them going to be senior, or 2 of them are seniors, and Tommy Rogers, Demetrius West, who bring experience, and both have some good speed and power. And then we have a freshman, Cody Brown, who's a very unusual freshman, and has got a lot of touches and scores. And so having those 3 is great, especially with our, you know, new quarterback back there to help relieve some pressure there. And like I said, of course, he's come along as well. So we do have a lot of guys who can touch the ball, which it does make it tough to defend.
Well, it helps, too. You got the offensive lineman of the week, according to Georgia High School Football Daily. But, of course, all offense is led by your signet caller. You got a senior quarterback, Fred Payton, transferred over. How important is it just to be able to step into that leadership role, and how well has he done that for your team?
It's very important, especially the quarterback position. And my personal opinion, you got to be a team guy first, and he absolutely is that. He's come in, and you know, he's learned the kids and wants to be with the kids and wants to be around them, the players, and he's done a great job of being humble and listening and learning from them as well. And so it's really responded well with all of our players.
Big words about that young man there. But, Coach, flipping over to the other side of the ball, I mean, you scored a lot of points, but you've only given up 13 to Shiloh and Peachtree Ridge. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was early in that game against Peachtree Ridge. Talk to us about your defense. Who are the leaders on that side of the ball? Who are some players we need to keep our eye on tonight?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And we've been very pleased with our defense. Of course, you guys scare us tremendously. But we had two outside linebackers. As a matter of fact, it's the two running backs with our Christian being out. There's right, Tommy Rogers and Demetrius West are both seniors who just they tackle phenomenally well. They run really well. Malik Washington at safety for us. We'll bump him from safety to corner. He's just a phenomenal athlete. Does a great job for us. And really our defensive line has done very well. Now, we're, you know, what you guys have up front, you know, we hope doesn't give us a whole lot of problems, but we'll see.
Well, Coach, you know, I talk to a lot of coaches, and it seems like everybody has a different school of thought when it comes to scheduling. You're not afraid to go out there and play people. You're Peachtree Ridge, obviously, first of the year. I think you got Tifton coming up in a few weeks. Tonight, top five matchup here, and last year was a barn burner up there. So talk to us a little about how important is it to play these games. How valuable is the experience to not only play a game like this, but get on the bus and go for travel? How well does that help your team down the road?
No, absolutely. We saw it help us last year. Obviously go into our season, but then also into the playoffs. We went on the road to the playoffs for a few games. And so that aspect, but then also the opportunity for our kids to come down. We get on to go to another college campus for a walkthrough, and they get to experience all of that, to be on the road, to make the stops, and to keep that focus the whole time, and to come up and show up in a place like Lowndes, this beautiful stadium here, and against, like you said, number three in the state. And it's a great opportunity for our kids to learn and have that experience that gives us, we really think it's a great benefit for us later in the season.
Coach, we really appreciate your time. Good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. I heard that coach say all the right things. Now, you guys, number three in
coach
the state.
Speak. Coach speak.
Coach speak, yeah. One of the things I remember several years ago, Coffee was number three in the state. Lowndes was ranked a little lower. And at practice that Wednesday and Thursday when they were running their fifths, they kind of, as they ran, they chanted to themselves, number three in the state, number three in the state. I wonder, does Parkview, at the end of their practice on Wednesday, do the same thing? Number three in the state, number three in the state. That they motivate themselves. Marty?
Guys, absolutely. And, of course, Coach Godfrey, great interview there, but I had a chance to talk with him some off-care. I mean, just a great, great a man. I really enjoyed meeting him. He said all the things, you know, right on air, and he said a lot of good stuff off the air too. He's doing the right things at Parkview. Of course, Parkview's not a program that's they know they've had success. They've had a lot of they've won four state championships, but they did go through some down years. He's come in. He's been there since 2014, and he's made them relevant again. I mean, they are a contender up there in the Atlanta Gwinnett County area. And they've got a lot of athletes, but he's obviously a well-coached guy, and he's gone out and done the right thing for his program. And it's going to be a ball game tonight, guys.
Marty, anytime, I believe he did replace Coach Pelot for them. Is that correct?
That is correct. And he actually played at Parkview, so he's having a chance to coach at his alma mater. And he's not just a football guy, y'all. He played football at Presbyterian College, got his undergrad there, went on to get his bachelor's and his specialist from the University of Alabama. So I asked him if he was watching that game tomorrow night. I told him, you know, we've got one broadcaster who's kind of pulling for the other side of that. And he said, yes. He said, I will. But he is a Bulldog at heart. He's a Georgia guy. He said his heart's going to be in Athens. And he is he's pulling for them. But he will be, you know, he does keep an eye over there on his one of his alma maters, the University of Alabama. But he did go to Parkview, played there. And so it's kind of special for him to come back and be able to coach at his alma mater.
I agree, Marty. And what you said about him making Parkview relevant again, I think there was some years of stagnation.
Yeah.
Maybe with the ebb and flow of talent coming through your school. And, hey, even them opening up Grayson right around the corner from Parkview and Brookwood, just kind of the diversification, splitting talent in that area can have an effect on a program. And him coming in, replacing a legend in Coach Flo's, won multiple state championships, a couple in a row. He's done a really good job with this Parkview Panther team, and really, you know, it's something to give credit to. I mean, Coach Mack said he was a guy that coaches his team really well, and he can see that on film. Well-coached ball clubs sometimes can beat talent. Yeah. You know, it's, and I'm not saying we're better talented than they are.
No,
but
no, no.
You got it. You got to have.
They have talent.
You got to have talent as well, but well-coached ball club, sometimes it's hard to stop.
Well, this is a game, if I'm looking at it, it scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether the Vikings feel that way as a team. You obviously don't want to be scared, but they do scare you a little bit. This is a team that can go out and win a ball game and win it well. And if you don't play to the caliber that you're used to and that you know you can be embarrassed. And
yeah.
I think teams like this, if they beat you, they beat you. Don't be embarrassed. And I think that's the biggest thing is don't go out and lay an egg.
Yeah. Vikings are still out on the field going through their pregame warm-ups. Parkview has taken it off to their locker room. I'm sure they'll be back in just a little bit to finish warming up. Good atmosphere here tonight, Bill. You know, last week kind of flat,
yeah.
You know, with the lopsiding for that game. I think the fans had expected, you know, a Labor Day weekend game. You kind of wonder, you know, is everybody going to hang around until Saturday before they go out of town? Good crowd so far filling in here to Martin Stadium.
Well, I think, yeah, you know, a lot of your football fans are going to be here, and you're right. The weekend will start. You got a long weekend. I'll go somewhere tomorrow. I'll wait and go then. And I believe a lot of them, if they are going out of town, that's what they're going to do. Gas prices went up, of course. Everybody's kind of staying a little closer to home. Maybe not making the big travel like you normally would. We do want to remember all those people in Houston and going on in Texas. I mean, my goodness. We've seen some of that around this area as well with hurricanes and different things, but that just devastated that community, and they're still getting water over there, so we wish them the very best. And I love to see all the things where people are going and giving of their time and their own effort. People are taking their boats down there and going and helping rescue people. But nobody asked them to. They're just going, and that's the country we live in.
Yeah, just when you think human decency is gone,
something
like that brings the world together. And really just what we've seen the last couple of days, I saw a clip where they were filming going down the interstate and there was a whole line of nothing but trucks pulling boats because they wanted to get in there and help people. It was really special to see that, and I want to keep all of them in our thoughts and prayers. Speaking of Labor Day a minute ago, Bill, I want to remind everybody that the Touchdown Club will not have their regular Monday night meeting. They are shifting that meeting this coming up Tuesday, and they're going to do it in conjunction with us at the Coaches Show. 6:45 we'll go on air, come out, enjoy some pizza at the mill. We're going to have coaches interviews, we'll have some player interviews, and it's great food. The Randy McPherson Coaches Show in conjunction with the Touchdown Club Tuesday night.
Yep, that's at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. You'll find that on Baytree Road in the Remington Square Plaza. Get out there, and we say it all the time, and we talk about it on the air on Friday nights, on Tuesday night. Come out and meet these kids. I mean, this is why I've done this for as long as I have. My son graduated a long time ago, but I'm still sticking in here doing this because you get to meet these kids.
Yeah.
You find people like Michael Barrett. He's not just a great football player. What a great kid to just be able to talk to and get to know. He's a great kid, and all of them. Tavon Kyle, we get to meet him. I'm trying to think, Tyson Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Just great kids when you get a chance to meet them and sit down and talk to them, and you can do that. They're there and available anytime you want to on Tuesday night. Come out and enjoy the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
Quick little injury update. I wanted to let everybody know. Does look like Mike Gentry, number 36, is on crutches tonight. One of our defensive linemen. Not exactly sure what's going on there. Does have a brace on his knee. It's going to be a chance for us. We really need to step up on that defensive line. Marty picked one of his impact players, Gary Osby, number two tonight on that defensive line position. Those boys are going to have to get big in a hurry. Schwab and Dekoff are going to have to really do some big things for us tonight. We're going to see some rotation up there, I would believe, with maybe some younger guys as well, because it seemed like we had about a four-man rotation up front with Gentry included. So let's see who steps up tonight on that defensive line for us.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking. Probably Dekoff is going to have to pull the load, the biggest load there, because Gentry was doing a phenomenal job there at those, and he will definitely be missed. I hope it's just a week, but we'll have to see how the prognosis goes. Maybe Marty can get us an update down there on that injury report. Our Vikings still warming up on the field, about 17 minutes on the clock. You are listening to the S&S Services Cast Birch Advanced Disposal pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the S&S Services Advanced Disposal Cast Birch pregame show. We are live inside the CBC Bank Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. As we look out on the field now, Taylor, the band is taking their position here to the south end. Still 15 minutes on the game clock, so we got a little while before the game gets going, but the band will come out. We'll have national anthem. We'll have just excitement, football time.
Guys, I know y'all are in the pleasant confines of the press box up there, but it is starting to sprinkle. You see a couple fans starting to pull out a couple rain jackets and all. We feel some sprinkles. Hopefully that doesn't turn into much and it stays away.
Jeez, my weather report's been off the last two games.
Yeah, but I'm trying to glance through. It's got to be some light sprinkles there. I don't see anything that maybe it'll blow through pretty quickly. There is a little bit of a breeze, so if there is something, I think it will blow through. Now, of course, we have the overhang here in the press box. We see out in front of us, but not behind us, because we do have a wall behind us. You know, that wall is there because of 2007 in the torrential downpour state championship. We were just soaked from both sides. There was no way to keep rain off of you whenever you were in this press box. Now, with that one to the back of us here on the west side, it does keep a lot of the rain out when it does rain, but to the east, we're just still a wide open. And it's one of my favorite press boxes still today is this press box, simply because there's no obstruction.
Yeah, the open air, from a broadcaster standpoint, not having a post in your way or having to lean really far.
Or a window that opens halfway. Yeah.
And we get the field noise, too, the crowd noise. Yeah. We're in an enclosed press box sometimes. People always listen and say, we can't hear nothing. We want to hear the game. We're tired of hearing you guys talk.
Yeah.
Just the ambience of the field in the background helps out a lot with the broadcast.
Guys, I want to speak to something, too, about the weather. We just talked with Coach Godfrey, a part of you, talking about the experience of traveling and playing in big-time atmospheres. It's also a good experience to play in the weather. You never know down the road when you might have a region game or playoff game that simply, for whatever reason, ends up in bad weather. And it's good to get that experience. You just mentioned 2007, Bill. Do you recall the last time the Lions High Vikings were shut out was the first game of the year, 2007.
You know, the torrential rain.
Torrential rain down to against Harrison.
Yep.
Right here on this field, and it was awful. We had like seven fumbles. We just could not get the center exchange, and it was drenching wet. We went on to play the state championship that game that year, and it was raining. And we went on to a big victory. I think it was North Gwinnett that game. And we just dominated them in the rain. We had that experience. So hopefully it don't rain. But if it does, like Coach Mack said, we're gonna line up and play the game just as well.
That's right. The Lions High Georgia Bridgemen have made their way onto the field as they entertain the crowd. And again, adding to the ambiance of what high school football is. Of course, the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen marching 400 strong as they march, a favorite of mine, 22 tubas this year. And that's always kind of an indicator. When you look at a band, count how many tubas they have. And that'll tell you how big the band is. But they're getting ready to, they'll have the national anthem here in just a little while. When they do, we'll take another break. But joining us up from the field now is Wes James. Wes, you've had a chance to see some of the players and talk to them. How's it down there?
If I had a question to ask right now, I'd want to ask Marty Rogers, because I was watching our team, paying attention to our team. Is Parkview ready? That's the question. Is Parkview ready? Because looking at our coaches, talking to them and the players, our offense is chomping at the bit. They're like a thoroughbred that says, hey, look, we've been held back and held back. We're ready to play. We're ready to go. And our defense is ready to make a statement tonight.
One thing I think that adds to that, Wes, is the defense has probably outshined the offense. You say, well, man, you've scored so many points in a game. Well, it's because a lot of the scores have come on defensive side of the ball. We're going to take a break here during the national anthem and the prayer. We've got 11 minutes till kickoff. We're going to take a three-minute break. We'll be right.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as we have just honored America with the playing of the national anthem and, of course, the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen playing God Bless America as well. And I tell you what, that sends chills up my spine every time I hear it. When that flag unfurls, it's a big trifold flag here in the middle. And I tell you what, what a great thing it is here where we live in Valdosta, Lowndes County, of course, Moody Air Force Base. One of those things that we love what they do for our community.
Oh, no doubt. The Bridgemen have become a staple of high school football in this program, and really, I mean, we couldn't do what we do on Friday nights without these guys. Wes, we were talking a minute ago before we had to take a break. defense has really shined in the last two games. And so I think the focus on the offense you were speaking about is because they want to make some noise too. And a great opponent in the Parkview Panthers has come to town, and maybe this is their chance to, hey, defense, we're going to score more points than you do this game.
And something to remember, last year we go to Parkview, of course, played on a Saturday, but that was our coming out party for our offense also.
Yeah.
They, the first two games really didn't shine against Parkview. They lit it up. And I'm looking for a good ball game.
Yeah. One thing, go ahead, Marty.
I was just going to say that the guys do keep in mind, though, that we really haven't played a full game offensively. We really need to come out
to
and
run
get in a rhythm. We're going to have to get in there and get in a rhythm to see what this offense can do. They got to get their timing down. You know, we were off a little bit in that first half against Valdosta. We definitely need to come out and hopefully start hot. But don't be surprised if we don't, you know, take a few possessions to try to get in a rhythm and get things going. But do want to give y'all one injury update. I did notice starting nose guard Mike Gentry's on the sidelines tonight. He's on crutches, in street clothes, well, just with his jersey on. But he obviously will not be playing tonight. I understand he suffered an injury this week in practice. Don't know any details, and we'll hopefully find some out. And hopefully he won't be out long, but he will not be playing tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
All right, the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen have finished up, and they are getting ready to make the tunnel to welcome in the Vikings to Martin Stadium. And we'll have the coin toss for you right here on the pregame show as Marty will go out with the officials as well, and we'll have that live for you right here on 99.5.
The eighth grade was supposed to be here tonight,
right?
But in lieu of what might have happened, they just said, no, we're going to cancel it, and they're going to be here next Friday night for the shallow game. Of course, if everybody would hire, if the National Weather Service would hire Coach Mack, they would get an accurate forecast.
Well, we say that, but I don't think it really bothered Mack either way. I mean, you heard him say in his pregame interview is, when did we start moving football games because of weather? I mean, that really is, I mean, the fans, yes, I understand, wanting to be comfortable. We have all this equipment. Yeah, we want to be, you know, safe and covered, but.
For rain.
Yeah, for rain.
Yeah, for rain. Now, we're talking about tornadoes, we're talking about lightning or something like that.
That's different.
We got to hang it up, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Rain ain't going to hurt nobody on the football field as long as lightning's out of the way. And you know what? It rains on both sides of the field nine and a half times out of ten.
There you go.
It ain't going to rain on one side of the field and not the other. So, you know, it looks like we made a good call to play on Friday night. There were several teams that chose not to. And I like the fact that we had one extra day of practice. I mean, I'll be completely honest with you. This early in the season, you go and eliminate one day of practice. You know, it can really affect how you play on a Friday night.
It can, because Thursday, usually you're just in shells, and, you know, you're out there, you're going through the stuff, you're getting everything, your game plan, your final preparations done, and you don't get to do that if you.
Let's go down to Chuck. I know he's got the team captains for both. Go ahead. Let's get Chuck turned up first.
Ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Hi, Bill. For the Vikings, we have number 45, Tyson Shaw, number 21, J.D. Lee, number 48, Marcus Gary, and number 54, Jordan Dekoff. For the Panthers, we have number 7, Ben Markovich, number 3, Demetrius West, number 1, Malik Washington, and number 9, Fred Payton.
Thanks, Chuck. I think they hit all of our impact players on the captains right there.
Marty's making his way out to midfield. So he's going to get us the coin toss. Wes, I know one of your great things you like to do is the officials. Any idea what association we're with?
Oh, yes, sir. They're Albany Association, and that's all I'm going to say about that right now.
Well, you know, White Hat, he's a good friend of mine.
And when I first moved here and I first started officiating, I had to have emergency surgery, so I couldn't be on the field. I was that guy's clock operator for the first two or three games until I got healed up and was back out on the field.
It is. It will be a controlled game tonight.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here comes almighty, mighty Vikings.
All right, guys. Hey, if we have a penalty, I'll call Captain White or Captain Red. Turn around and take a look at your sidelines. I'll give you best option first, okay? Take a look and see what your coach wants to do. All right? As captain, take care of your teams, okay? Y'all responsible for your team. Make sure to whistle hard after whistle is hard, okay? Parkview, this is team. This is my coin. Y'all's coin toss.
This is heads, gentlemen. This is tails. What's your call, Don? He called heads, sir.
By dropping, where is it?
It is heads. Parkview is one to top. Parkview one, deferred. Ball. Okay. He said, your guy wants to kick this way. You go, Mr.
Guys, we're going to get the football to start this game there from the field house.
All right, Marty, and we're going to get this game underway as the Vikings will get the ball first as Parkview has deferred their choice to the second half. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the S&S Services Advanced Disposal Cast Birch pregame show. It's been our pleasure to bring it to you now, and we're going to be going right into this game as the Parkview Panthers make their way onto the field, and we'll have all the play-by-play action here with the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, and we'll head right there right now. Taylor? You look at...